This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, November the 2nd, 2022. We will complete Gimel Amud Aleph 3a, the third section, and that is the blue text. So the end of yesterday, I concluded that according to, at this stage in the Gemara, it is only the specific toldos, the specific subcategories that are listed in the Chumash that are prohibited, and the others are not prohibited during Shemitah, right? So you have Zemira, pruning in a vineyard, and Betzira, and harvesting grapes, but other ones are going to be permitted. And this is going to sound actually very familiar. The Gemara is going to run through what it ran through before, right? The same, it's going to quote the same brisa or similar brisa. Below, is it really true that on Shemitah you can perform all of those other subcategories? Right? Is that really true? Your field you should not plant, and your vineyard you should not prune. I only know from there, from the Chumash, planting and pruning. Where do I know, right, weeding, hoeing, and cutting weeds? The kisuach is again cutting weeds without uprooting them. Talmud lomar sad chalo karma chalo. Right, comes the Chumash to say, Sad Chalo, your field shall not. That's much more inclusive than, right, Lo Tizra B'Sadcha, Karma Chalo. In your vineyard, nothing should happen. Lo Kal Malacha Sheba Sadcha, Lo Kal Malacha Sheba Karmacha. You cannot do any work in your field and any work in your vineyard. Uminayin, and how do you know? Shem Mekarsman Ben Mezardim Faskin Be'ilan. Right, and this again is you can't prune trees, trim dry branches, cut large branches from the tree. Tamar lomar, how do you know? Sad chalo, karma chalo. In your field, nothing happens. In your vineyard, nothing happens. Lo kol malacha sheba sadcha, lo kol malacha sheba karmacha. Right? Nothing in your field, nothing in your vineyard. Got to move quickly through this because we did this before. Minayin shen mezavlim and mefarkin ve'ashnin ve'ilan. Right? How do I know that you can't fertilize and remove stones and smoke the tree out for insects or worms? How do you know? Talmud lomar sad chalo karma chalo. It comes to the Torah to say, nothing in your field, nothing in your vineyard. Kol malacha sheba sad chalo. Anything that happens in your field, you may not do on Shemitah. Kol malacha sheba karma chalo. Any malacha in your vineyard, you can't do. Ah, yachalo yikashkes tachas azeisim lo yaadir tachas hagafon. Maybe you can't lightly hoe under the olive trees, and you can't lightly hoe under the vineyards. Below Yamala Nakai Maya, maybe you'll think you can't even fill those little holes with water. Below Yase Ugio, the fun, we won't make those little circles around the roots of the vine. Talmud Lomar comes, the Chumasiticha Sad Chalo Tizra. Right? Your field shall not be planted. Could have just said, Sad Chalo, don't do anything. Don't touch your field. Zriya Bechlal Haisa, Zriya was included in that. Velama Yatza, why does it specify Zriya? Right, the planting, the hakish aleha, to create this hakish, lo malacha, to teach you, mazriya miyuchedes, just like planting is special. How is it special? How is it unique? Avodah shebesodah v'shebecherem, it happens both in the field and in the vineyard. Av kol shehi avodah shebesodah v'shebecherem. So too, anything that happens in a field and a vineyard is going to be prohibited. Comes to exclude that which only happens in the vineyard. That's the last category of activity. Okay. Now let's just see where we are, and then we'll finish the Gemara. All right. Again, we have the same question we had before. The Brisa seems to imply that everything is prohibited in Shemitah, whereas our initial source, the answer to yesterday's question was, only the specific toldos written in the Chumash, Betzira and Zemira, right? Pruning in a vineyard and harvesting grapes are prohibited min haTorah and Shemitah. All other toldos are prohibited only rabbinically, but they're not from the Chumash. How does this brisa then imply they're from the Chumash? I'm going to give the same answer we gave yesterday. Midrabbanan ukra asmachta be'alma. No, this letter brisa is a rabbinic decree, and the linkage to the psukim is only an asmachta. With that, we conclude our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.